the two persons are full of good virtues. And that is what we have to pursue. Because God tries to judge our value not based on how much money you earned. No. Not based on how busy you are. Not based on how big house you possess. Not based on how high degree you earn. That may increase the value in the eyes of ordinary human being, but in the eyes of God, God did not judge a person based on what we can see. However, when a person had good virtues, and this person is very valuable in the eyes of God. So that is what we have to pursue nowadays, in the last days. So we turn back to page 48. page 48, point four. My daughter, shall I not seek a home for you, that it may be well with you? You see, the Ruth tried to go out to pick up the grain in order to support the life of the Naomi. And also in verse 3, chapter 3, you can see the conversation of Naomi. Naomi say, I have to seek a home for you, that it may be well with me. So you can understand that Naomi also a person who take care of Ruth very much. So both during the conversation, you can see they are very gracious to each other. They are very concerned to each other. That's what we have to learn. Nowadays, people are too realistic, 功利. It's talking about, if I spend time with you, I'm to think about what can I get. If I spend time with you, I cannot get anything. I'm going to cut it short, as short as possible. So nowadays, it's very difficult for you to ask somebody to give you time. Maybe they can give you $5, maybe they can give you $20, but if you ask them to give you time, very difficult, very difficult. Because most of people are self-centered. When they try to spend time, spend what they have, they always think about, if I spend all what I have, what will I gain? So when Ruth and Naomi, you look into their conversation, they don't think about this. Their heart is loving each other and care about each other. That is the right way we have to build up our family relationship, the relationship between the brother and sister, and that is a very difficult way to do it. Now, you look into point 5, C point 5. Actually, this conversation is in chapter 3, verse 5. And she replied, "All what you say, I will do." Look carefully, Who say all? Who reply? When say she reply, she refer to whom? She refer to whom? Naomi or Ruth? You have to use your brain so that you can absorb more, Chapter 3, verse 5, say, she replied. She referred to whom? Ruth, right? Ruth replied to whom? To Naomi, right? Ruth referred to Naomi. All that you say, I will do. Can you say this? Can you say this to your mother, your father? All what you say, I will do. Can you say this? I know that there's a common phenomenon. The kids are raised up in the United States are very sweet in their mouth. Papa, I love you. Oh, I miss you. Huh? But if you ask them to do something, please wait. I have something to do. But when the Ruth said this to Naomi, she really mean it. All that you say, I will do. So what did Naomi suggest to Ruth? What did Naomi suggest to Ruth? Hey, don't care for it. This paragraph, what did Naomi's suggestion to Ruth? And Ruth say, oh, what you say I will do. What did Naomi's suggestion to Ruth? Did you preview the whole book? Only four chapters. Did you preview that? Okay, yes. So, what did Naomi's suggestion to Ruth? And then Ruth replied, oh, what do you say I will do? What is the suggestion from Naomi? Ah, Hong Xiong. Okay. Now, actually, Naomi's suggestion is not asking Ruth to commit fornication. It just suggests Ruth try to find a good potential spouse. So she asked Ruth to take bath and change her clothes to lie down on where the boars lie, right? So that is a way to let the boars know Ruth. And what you suggest, I will do it. So she was very obedient. She's a very good woman. C.6. Boaz comment. All that you have done for your mother-in-law has been fully told me. Chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. The comment of Boaz to Naomi. All that you have done for your mother-in-law has been fully told me. Can you find out where the Bible says anything you say in private is going to be what? Spread out. 在暗处讲的在明处要讲出来要说出来 在哪里? Let's read to the find out where in the Bible. Is it in the book of Revelation? You just finished? What you say private is going to be speak out and openly. In the four Gospels, what Jesus said. เราคันนะไดโฟสกาสปอร์ตเนี่ยมัทธิวชัปเตอร์5ชัปเตอร์6เบอร์4No, this is not exactly right, huh? Let me think about, huh? Huh?In the four Gospels, yeah. In the Matthew and the Luke, maybe in the Matthew and the Luke, huh? Yeah. Mark and 4.Okay, yeah, it's in Mark chapter 4. Okay, they are related. Mark chapter 4 related to Luke chapter 12. Oh.Luke chapter 12 also mentioned about it, huh? Okay, we will refer to Luke chapter 12, huh? Because this paragraph may be more clear, huh? Luke chapter 12, verse 2.Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Verse 3. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in the private room shall be proclaimed upon your housetop. Nothing is secret, because eventually everything will be revealed to others.So no wonder the Naomi, the Ruth good deeds, even Boaz have heard about it. So Boaz come and, all what you have done for your mother's law has been fully told me. So don't worry, if you do something good and nobody know it, don't worry about it. So the Bible say, when you do something good, you don't have to blow the trumpet to tell anybody what good deeds I do. So if some good deeds nobody notice, you are not going to do it. If the good deeds somebody do, know it and you are willing to do it, don't do that. Because everything you do in the private, eventually everybody is going to know it. Because we usually, we during the conversation, we will say whatever we know. I don't know whether you have heard this experience.You tell somebody, I tell you something, but please, this is a secret between you and me. So everybody tell each other, this is a secret between you and me. So not long later, the whole church know about it. So one day my daughter told me, I tell you a secret. And so-and-so sister become pregnant. I don't tell any others. I already know it because somebody told me, I told you a secret, don't tell any others.So there is no secret. If you have anything good, eventually everybody will know it. If you had anything bad, eventually everybody will know it. So Boaz comment, all have the good deeds have been fully told me. So because of this, if you really have any secret, don't tell anybody. Keep it in your mind that only God and you know it. Oh, if you tell anybody, including your spouse, maybe one day, sooner or later, somebody is going to know it. Oh, really? Oh, because when you have fight with your spouse will be very what? Very upset, and she or he is going to go out talk with a close friend, right? When she start to vent out of her anger or his anger, she talk about everything out, right? And eventually, everybody will know it. Oh, okay. Seven, huh? C and seven. The woman's comment, huh? There are some women observed in that town, commented. For your daughters-in-law who loves you, who is more to you than seven sons. Naomi has two sons, right? She lost two sons. But she had the daughter-in-law. And the woman commented, the daughter-in-law is more than seven sons. That means what? One daughter-in-law benefit you more than the seven sons benefit you. So the comment that put a great value on the person of Ruth. So I hope all of us, when somebody comment on us, have this kind of comment. You are a very valuable person to them. In order to receive that kind of comment, we have to have a good virtue, just like a rule. Good virtues. Okay. And during the process of the Ruth encounter Boaz, you can see something happen. Let's turn back to the book of Ruth. The book of Ruth. Chapter 2. Verse 3. The book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 3. Now, Ruth went out, tried to pick up the ground. Chapter 2, verse 3. So he set forth and went and gleaned in a field after the reaper. And she happened to come to the part of the field belonged to Boaz, who was the family of Elimelech. And verse 4. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and he said to reaper. So you see, when you read verse 3 and verse 4, it happened. Ruth came to the field of Boaz. And when she was picking up the grain, it happened. Boaz arrived that field. Is that coincidence? Is that coincidence? No, then how are we going to explain that? The Bible says it happened. If it's not coincidence, what are we going to explain that? Yeah, you have good faith. Huh? God arrange it, huh? Yes. Yeah. Because when the person is a Catholic person, huh, the Spirit of God will move you. The Spirit of God will move you. Oh, so it seems it's happened, but actually it is God's Spirit will move you to go to that field. Oh, and it's happened, Boaz arrived. Why? Because God just moved his heart. Oh, miraculous arrangement. So Boaz and Ruth just met in that field. Oh, so for those fear God, for those trust God, you always will discover this kind of so-called coincidence actually come from the arrangement of God. So when the older servant went to the hometown of Abraham, right? It happened. There was a girl coming to draw the water. It happened. But it's not coincidence. It is a miracle arrangement of God. It happened. Which book you can... In the whole Bible, can you remember which book this kind of coincidence happened many, many, many times, more than five times? In which book? In a very small book, talking about it's a very, very incident, coincidence happened. Jonah, yes, the book of Jonah. A lot of coincidence happened. The first thing is Jonah tries to escape, to preach the warning in the Nineveh. Then he went to the ship, right? And when the ship's on the way to the put the explanation. Then it happened, there was a stone. Is that coincidence? No. It is arrangement of God, because inside the ship there was a sinful person escaped from the will of God. Right? So the purpose is arrangement of God. And then they start to pick up the lot, draw the lot. And it happened, Jonah is the one. So they ask Jonah, what did you do? Jonah say, I escaped from God's will. So you just throw me to the ocean, then it will come down. So Jonah understand very much, very much. I am the reason of the stone. So the stone come from Jonah. Right? You throw me to the ocean and it will come down. Okay. Then they throw the Jonah to the ocean. What is the coincidence happened? The big fish just hop and swallow Jonah to the stomach. It's not a tiny fish, right? If you're a tiny fish, can you only swallow part of the leg of Jonah, part of the head of Jonah. Then Jonah get injured, right? It's so big fish, you open the mouth and whole part of Jonah can swallow inside. And the stomach can let the Jonah stay 3 days and 3 nights. The fish must say what? Whale, a big fish. That's not a coincidence, that's the arrangement of God. And after 3 days and 3 nights, the fish feel very uncomfortable because there was a man swimming around in the stomach, right? Also, the fish feel stomach ache. Right? So the fish throw out the food. It happened. It happened. Just on the spot of Nineveh. Is that coincidence? No, it's not coincidence. That's the arrangement of God. Now is the time for you to throw out the person in your stomach. Now, when Jonah went out to the prison warning, there are many, many coincidences, right? It's a coincidence he sat on the, under a tree. Then, it's coincidence they were wounded, right? By the tree, and the tree died. It's coincidence that a very hot sun scorching them, right? There are a lot of coincidences, but when you look into the bottom line now, it is an arrangement of God. Oh, arrangement of God. So, trust God, everything. Trust God, everything. If you really trust God, if your life, you live a life really pleasing God, then you are going to encounter a lot of coincidence, actually, the miraculous arrangement of God. So, Ruth encountered Boaz. It seems it happened, but it is the arrangement of God. Now we come back to the last page, page 49. Boaz was a good person. Does any Boaz here? How many Boaz in the United States, in our church? Only one. In Irvine Church. I hope you can, later on, you can name your children Boaz. I tried to name Boaz, but I don't have opportunity. Boaz temperament. One, gracious to servant. Boaz was very gracious to the servant who are helping him to pick up the grain. Do you know there was a saying in Chinese field, business field? Chinese boss like the worker, just like a horse. You want the horse running very fast, and you want the horse will never eat the grass. That's the Chinese boss. It seems just like some of the boss, like their worker, to work extremely hard and work more extra hour and without extra pay. But Boaz was not the person. So Boaz is a very gracious master. He was very gracious to the servant. This is a good person. Really a good person. In the Bible, say, if you own the wages of your servant, and then God is going to judge you. So even God don't like us to be mean to our workers, to our employee. So Boaz is a good boss. Gracious to the servant. You can see in chapter 2, verse 4. May the Lord be with you. I'm very gracious. The second, loving and caring for the needy. Boaz like to share whatever he had. Do you like to share? Yes. There are some people always like to share. If they have something good, they always, when the friend come, bring all the good things to share. But there are some people don't like to share. Hide something good for themselves. But boy is a person very generous, loving and caring for the needy. You can see from chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. He asked the Ruth to come and pick up the grain in his own field. And asked the Ruth, to follow the servant, and he already give the command to the servant to not take advantage of Ruth. If Ruth was thirsty, and she can drink the water from their own Boaz, the field. So he was very gracious to Ruth. So if you are the Ruth under great tribulation, and you encounter Boaz, what do you feel? I think you will be touched, even shed tears. So when a person is in adversity, always in the time, a lot of people look down upon you, will try to disassociate with you. Because when you are in the disadvantage, you will cause a lot of burden to others. So when you are in the prosperity, you have a lot of friends, right? Your phone ringing every day in your home. The parking door in front of your parking yard are all filled with cars, right? Because you are in prosperity. A lot of people come to show your happy moment, show what you whatever you have. But when your business becomes bankrupt, when you lose everything, you can see, how come those who win me before never win me again? How come those who come here before eat with me never come anymore? Because you are in adversity. So Boaz can treat the Ruth so nicely and give him a very loving and caring attention. It's a good person. Three, it's pure and holy. Pure and holy. Let me frankly ask you, if you are Boaz, one evening you lie down on the field and you wake up, there was another woman just lie down on the bottom of your feet. How will you do? What is going to happen? It's difficult to tell. It's a very big temptation. But Boaz was a person who was very pure and holy. You can see from what he mentioned to Ruth. Chapter 3, verse 6. Chapter 3, verse 6 to 11. We don't have time, so we cannot go into it. You can look into 12. Point 4, consider it when you study verse 13 and 14. Okay, now we look into the book of Ruth, chapter 3, verse 12. And now it is true that I am a near kinsman, yet there is a kinsman near them, verse 13. Remain this night and in the morning, if he will do the part of the next king for you, well, let him do it. But if he is not willing to do the part of next of your king for you, then as the Lord lives, I will do the part of the next king to you. Lie down until the morning. Verse 14. So he lay at his feet until the morning, and arose before one could recognize another, and he said, that is not been long that the woman come to the threading floor. Verse 15. And he said, bring the mantle you were wearing and hold it out. So she held it, and she measured out 6 measures of barley, and laid it upon her. Then she went into the city. Okay. Well, because according to the tradition in the Old Testament, the close relative of Ruth could marry the Ruth, so that the Ruth can have a descendant for her former husband. But before they finish this procedure, before they finish the procedure, what we have to discipline ourselves in order to receive the blessing from God. And Boaz is really a person demonstrate this kind of self-control and demonstrate the fearing to God by keeping himself holy when a woman lie down just under his feet. He wait until all the procedure finish, and then they really get married, stay together. So Boaz is a very good person, a considerate person. Okay. And when the relative that did not want to fulfill their his own duty, then Boaz just take over the duty. Now you look into chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 4. So I thought I would tell you of it and say, by it, in the presence of this sitting here, and in the presence of the elder of my people, if you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not, tell me, that I may know, for there is no one beside you to redeem it, and I come after you. And he said, I will redeem it. Verse 4, 5. Then Boaz said, the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you are also buying Ruth, the Moabite, the widow of the dead, in order to restore the man of the dead to his inheritance. Verse 6 means what? And then the next of the king said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I impair my own inheritance. Take my right of redemption yourself, for I cannot redeem it. Okay. Read carefully, and think about carefully. Why this kinsman changed his mind? Why? Why did this kinsman change his mind? In the first place, he said, I want to do it. And later on, after Boaz says something, he said, I don't want to do it. I don't want to redeem it. Why? Why did the kinsman change his mind? Huh? Go ahead. Is that the reason? Okay. Part of the reason, huh? Something more important. Because Boaz told him, one thing is very, very important, the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you are also buying Ruth, the Moabite, the widow of the dead, in order to restore the man of dead to his inheritance. Restore the dead to his inheritance means what? The inheritance still under the name of the dead, in order to carry out the last name, the family name of the dead one. That means the relative has to pay some price, but cannot
have the name, because the name had to be remained in the dead person. So he was unwilling to do it. So this story tries to tell us, sometimes we try to do something, we have to think about what does this benefit me. If this does not benefit me, I'm not going to do it. So this kinsman tried to pay a price, but when he knew that the inheritance should be under the name of the deceased, I'm not going to do it. It's just like you pay hundreds of thousands of dollars and this property did not belong to you. It's not, you are not the one who carries the name of the property. You are not going to do it. But Boaz is the one who take over the responsibility. So Boaz is the one who really consider it. So Boaz is a respectful and righteous person. So chapter 3, verse 13, chapter 4, verse 1 to 10, you can understand it. He's really a good person with a good name. Now, we go into the point of E. The words of grace. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6 says, we always have to say some words we really can edify for those who listen. And then, in the book of Ruth, you can learn a lot of words of grace. That's what we have to learn. First one, Naomi to her daughter-in-law, may the Lord deal kindly with you. This is the words of grace. Point two, Boaz to the reaper, the Lord be with you. To his servant, worker. This is also a very kind word. Point three, the reaper to Boaz, the Lord bless you. Boaz to Ruth, the Lord recompensate you for what you have done, and full rewards be given you by the Lord. This is a kind words, the words of grace. Verse 5. Naomi to Boaz, blessed be he by the Lord. This is a kind words. Boaz to Ruth, may you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter. Point 6. The people and the elder of Boaz, may the Lord make the woman who is coming to the house like the richer and Leah, and who together built up the house of Israel. Verse 8. Woman to Noah, Naomi, blessed be the Lord who has not left you these days without next to king. So all the words in the book of Ruth, you can find out, very edifying. Words of grace. So today, we have to learn. When we say the words to others, especially those who are in need, those who are in tribulation, try to say some words which, when they listen, they can really feel comforted. Do you remember in the book of Job, the three friends come to see Job and try to find help Job, right? And later on, what did Job comment about his three friends? What did Job comment about his three friends? You are the useless physician, right? You cause a lot of pain to me. If you are in the suffering, I will treat you the same way to let you know how do you feel. When we talk with somebody, try to say some words, really can edify them. We need some kind of discipline. But we human beings, we tend to speak some words very mean to others. So we have to learn and to improve ourselves. So this is the book of Ruth. And every book in the Bible we study, or every topic in the NYTS, we need a report. We need a report. So please write a essay, an article concerning the book of Ruth. Which part can move you the most? Or you can summarize the whole book and give it to me before Thursday.